I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 11th of March, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we pay tribute to one of the giants of rock and roll you probably never heard of, Sir George Martin, who died this week at 90, was the brains behind the Beatles' transition from a poppy bar band to studio innovators. We'll hear why. Plus, lots of local music and a look at what's going on around town this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, we're getting well into March. It's Caesar Day next week and St. Paddy's Day a couple of days after that. And it's almost spring. We've had a couple of sunny days here and now. A little cloudy outside right now. But all in all, it's turning out to be another lovely March in the Pacific paradise of Vancouver. As I mentioned at the top of the show, one of the greats of music history passed away this week. George Martin, or Sir George Martin, as he preferred to be called, passed away at the age of 90 this week. And if you've never heard of George Martin, you probably heard at least something that he's responsible for. He was a producer at EMI Records, and he was a classically trained musician, a composer, an arranger. He produced kind of classical stuff and a little bit of pop music. But it wasn't until he was assigned to take care of these four upstarts from Liverpool that his genius really shone through, and as also gave the Beatles a chance to really show what they could do too. Their first series of records, pretty standard stuff, you know, Love Me Do and Please Please Me and Hard Day's Night and all that kind of stuff. And after they'd been together for a few years, both the Beatles and George Martin really wanted to start expanding things out, and you can hear his influence in tunes like Eleanor Rigby with the string quartet. Nobody put a string quartet in a rock song before, but George Martin did that. Strawberry Fields Forever is another one where basically John Lennon just wanted some weird sound. He just wanted something different, something that's never been done before. So they took some of the tracks that they had recorded, and George Martin just cut the tape into like 2-inch long strips and then threw them on the floor and picked them up and spliced them together. And some of it's playing forward, some of it's playing backwards, some of it's playing upside down, just all kinds of mishmash. And you can hear that in some of the stuff on Strawberry Fields. But the one I want to play right now, it's a song I grew up with because it was the only Beatles record my sister bought. It was from Rubber Soul. And this is one that features George Martin himself on the harpsichord, playing a little bit of some fancy Baroque stuff near the end of it. It's a Lennon McCartney tune. I think it's John Lennon. I can never tell those guys apart. But anyway, it's from Rubber Soul. It's In My Life.
There are places I reach.
living in my life. I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. For people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. In my life, I love you more.
When the window wall. Down on the docks, it's the Laney's old beer hall. And I found a girl sitting by my side.
She's drinking the table, swallowing my pride.
It's a lover's palace, it's a hangover hell.
Down on the docks, it's the Laney's old beer hall.
The moon was wet, old men were smiling. Kids were playing in an Evite mountain. The truck on the corner was grinning from year to year.
Down on the docks, I remember the hell. Down on the docks, I remember it well. Down on the docks. Down on the docks. Down at the ladies' old beer.
That's Ali Array and Lancaster on Dave Radio, with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We also heard from Gang Signs and the Hard Rock Miners just before that with Delaney's Old Beer Hall. Of course, the Hard Rock Miners are also members of a group called Shane's Teeth, a tribute to the Pogues, and they like to come out every year around this time to do their St. Patrick's Day show down at the Wise Hall on Adnack Street. So that's happening Thursday night, 8 o'clock. Tickets, you can get them at brownpapertickets.com. Type in Wise Shane's Teeth or check out their page on Facebook, which we have linked to on the Dave Radio Facebook page. We got a whole bunch of other stuff to tell you about what's going on around town. And what else did we play? Let's do that first. Before the Hard Rock Miners, we heard from Pointed Sticks from their brand new CD called You're Not the One, from the new CD called Northern Electric. And then we started things off, of course, with the Beatles featuring the late Sir George Martin. Okay, taking a break, coming back with our what's going on around town listings.
Passionate, playful, and provocative storytelling. Theater at UBC's upcoming show, The Arabian Nights, by acclaimed playwright Mary Zimmerman, is being directed by Evan Frayne and running from March 17th to April the 2nd at the Frederick Wood Theater. The narrative centers around Scheherazade's tales told to King Shahryar in hopes that she may live another night. Or 1001 nights.
Fancy yourself as an artist, entertainer, or storyteller? Do you want to be the next Leonardo DiCaprio or Christopher Nolan? Well, the UBC Players Club would like to work with you. The Players Club is an ambitious amateur theater group and the perfect place to get involved in theater or gain more experience as an actor, director, designer, producer, or anything and everything else theater related. Our motto, Theater on Your Own Terms, means the club is entirely student run and formed around the ambitions of its members. Find us on Facebook or at ubcplayersclub.com.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/Hempology101UBC. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
All right, let's take a look and see what's going on stage, on screen, and all over the place around town this weekend. The Vancouver International Women in Film Festival is going on, sponsored by Vancouver Women in Film. And that's happening at the Van City Theater on Seymour Street, downtown Seymour and Davie. And they've got a whole bunch of different events going on, presentation of films made by women from around the world, as well as conversations, presentations, parties, workshops, a whole range of things. So go to womeninfilm.ca to find out the details on that, or just head down to the Van City Theater. There's stuff going on all day, every day, until Sunday, I think. Backstage Lounge has got the Cold Reading Series. It's the second Monday of the month, and that means that it's time for the Cold Reading Series. It's your chance as an actor to get up on stage and be handed a script and just take a character and go with it. And as a writer, it's your chance to have your material read out loud so you can hear what's been going on in your head and hear what it sounds like and take some notes and improve your work. It's a great opportunity for all kinds of performing and artists. And it happens at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island, and it's happening this Monday. Doors open at 6:30. Get there early so you can get cast, and then the event itself starts at 8 o'clock. And if you've never done it before, just go in and check it out, because it's a fun night, and you might meet some people you know. Or meet some people you don't know. And also on Granville Island at Studio 1398, the UBC Players Club that we just heard about. They are celebrating their century. It's 100 years this year, the centennial of the UBC Players Club, and they're celebrating with a whole bunch of events, including some shows that are going on at Studio 1398 this weekend. Home Fires Burning, directed by a friend of the show, Jenna Newton, and Divine Monster by Elena Kaufman, directed by another friend of the show, Shelby Bushell. I can't even say her name right. So that's going on at Studio 1398. At the Jericho Arts Center, Fighting Chance Productions' version of Cats is closing this weekend. There's three shows left, a matinee tomorrow afternoon and two shows in the evening, tonight and tomorrow night. Back to Granville Island, Performance Works has got Cuffed, the International Crime Writers Festival. All kinds of different events going on through the weekend, so you can check out the Performance Works website for the details on that. And at the Waterfront Theater, it's Carousel Theater's Go Dog Go, adapted for the book by P.D. Eastman. That's one for the kids. It's afternoon shows at 11 a.m. and 2 o'clock p.m. The Fire Hall Arts Center is presenting The Hooker Monologues. This is created by a collective of active and former sex workers and allies, and it's performed by members of that collective, and it's going on all weekend. Two shows tomorrow at 3 and 8, and then a show tonight and a matinee on Sunday. At the Kulch Historic Theater on Venables and Victoria, the Gay Heritage Project is continuing, and Damon Atkins, Paul Dunn, and Andrew Kushner asked the question, is there such a thing as gay heritage? Find out at the Kulch Historic Theater tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. At the Culture Lab, just across the parking lot, Gating, also known as Family. And this is a powerful and emotionally charged story about an immigrant Chinese couple trying to come to terms with the death of their son. That's at the Culture Lab at 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, and Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And at the York Theatre, Juste Pour Rire, the annual Francophone Comedy Night, is happening tonight at 8 o'clock, bringing together some acclaimed up-and-coming Franco-Canadian talent. So check that one out. And also on Commercial Drive, the Havana Theater has got Naked Goddess Productions, Wait Until Dark. And we got a couple of tickets available for that. So give us a call at 822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. And we'll give you tickets to see Naked Goddess's production of Wait Until Dark at the Havana. at the Gateway in Richmond. This is a fabulous show. This is a solo performance by a great Vancouver actor, France Paris, and it's called The List by Jennifer Tremblay. It's a translation by Shelley Tepperman and directed by another great local director and friend of the show, Jack Patterson. So this is something not to be missed at the Gateway. France is described as, and I would definitely agree with this, a beautiful and honest storyteller whose unnamed character blames herself for the death of her only friend, her story unfolding between the items on the to-do list she compulsively recites to cope with her feelings. It's The List. It's at the Gateway. It's going on this weekend. Don't miss it. Down in White Rock, the Peninsula Productions are doing a staged reading of Brian Friel's Dancing at Lugnasa, directed by Tamara McCarthy. It's a staged reading, so there's the tickets are by donation. So just show up, 7:00. It's on North Bluff Road in White Rock tomorrow night at 7:00, and some great local actors, including a friend of the show, Katrina Akison, are part of the show. So definitely want to check that one out too. At the Metro Theater in Marple, Five Women Wearing the Same Dress closes this weekend. And in North Vancouver, another friend of the show, Sean Harris Oliver, and his partner Race Calvert have written a play called Red Patch. And this is the story of a young Métis soldier from the Newchalnuth Nation of Vancouver Island who volunteered to fight for Canada during the Great War. So this is a 100-year-old story. Red Patch, of course, the emblem of the Canadian First Army, First Division, and it also refers to the First Nations heritage of this main character. So this is a really powerful show, and you don't want to miss that one either. It's at Presentation House in North Vancouver. Just hop on the C-Bus, and you're right there. Now, at the Rio, at tonight, is a fundraiser for the It's called Bump and Grind Rewind. It's a tribute to the golden era of burlesque, and it's to raise money for the Burlesque Hall of Fame in Vegas. So that'll be huge. That'll be an enormous show. That'll be a really fun show tonight at the Rio. 9:00 start. Now, the midnight show, this one's got me a little confused. They're showing Space Jam. Yeah, that one with Michael Jordan and Mickey Mouse. Or no, Bugs Bunny. Sorry. It's not a Disney. It's a Warner Brothers. It's Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny in Space Jam, midnight show at the Rio. I guess it looks better if you're on acid or something. I don't know. Saturday afternoon, The Witch, the brand new horror flick about possessed kids and naked forest women. That's at 2:30. And then starting at 5:00 at the Rio, a big Stanley Kubrick festival featuring 2001 Space Odyssey, Full Metal Jacket, and A Clockwork Orange. That gets underway at 5:00 tomorrow at the Rio. And that's it. That's all the big events we've got going on right now. Let's play some more music. Now, there's one other thing. If you happen to find yourself in Tawasin tonight at the Tawasin Legion, actually, it's tomorrow. Tomorrow he's playing at the Tawasin Legion. It's a guy I went to high school with, and he's been plugging away at music for a long time, and he's doing a great job, and puts on a really fun show. The Tawasin Legion, tomorrow night, it's Curtis Cowan and Flyer. The door. So that's Only a Visitor from their new CD, Tower Temporary. We also heard from We Hunt Buffalo, and Curtis Cowan started off that set. We're going to take a look at what's going on as far as auditions and calls for other stuff going on around town right after this.
Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 6th to 22nd in communities across Canada. La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series. To help celebrate Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, in 2016, 24 campus and community radio stations from across Canada produce a weekly show highlighting Rendez-vous de la Francophonie events and the importance of bilingualism and Francophone culture and history of Canada. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
El show de Leo Ramírez, lunes 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM, CITR. Ramirez Show, Monday, 4 to 5 p.m. at 101.9 FM, CITR.
Did you know that this program is available as a free podcast on iTunes? Just type CITR-Dave Radio in the search box and click on my pretty face when it pops up. Remember to subscribe and check out some of your other favorite CITR shows. We're all there on iTunes. And did I mention it's free? It's time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, our call for crews, auditions, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for all roles. We're starting off with a class that needs students. This is the ABCs of Ha Ha Ha. Master laughologist Jacques Lalonde, we spoke about this last week. This is his four-week course on how to be brilliant at all forms of comedy. You learned about stand-up. You learned about improv. You learned about writing and how to deliver laughs in ways you never thought possible. You'll be the life of any party. Impress your friends and confuse your enemies. Start a reality TV show and run for president. Yes, it's all possible with just a four-week course with Jacques Lalonde. It costs $100 Canadian, but he's always willing to make a deal. It happens at the Carousel Theater Rehearsal Space, 1411 Cartwright Street, which is smack dab in the middle of Granville Island. Just as you get on the island, make the right-hand turn, and it's right there. The whole thing culminates with a comedy showcase, which it gives you a chance to perform what you've learned in front of a live audience. If you want to enroll, you want to learn more, you can either phone him, Jacques Lalonde, you can actually talk to him directly, 604-812-1496, or you can email him. His email address is one crazy Frenchman, all one word, no numbers, just letters, onecrazyfrenchman@hotmail.com. The Wet Spots, speaking of Jacques Lalonde, a group that I met at one of Jacques' parties, they are producing a burlesque musical called Shine. It's an original piece. It won the Vancouver Ovation Award for Best Original Musical, and it's going to be directed by Vancouver theater legend Simon Webb. And it's going to be happening in July. The auditions are next week, Sunday, March 20th at the Wise Hall. And the deadline for submissions is March 16th. You can email at info@shinemusical.com. This is a burlesque show, so semi-nudity is required of all performances. They have a whole list of characters. You can go to their webpage, or you can check out their listing on Vancouver Library auditions. They got a whole list of all the characters, but keep in mind, there's a middle-aged drag character, one character that needs strong dance and physical comedy chops. One must be able to fan dance, also acrobatics, roller skating, hula hoops, proficiency on musical instruments. The list goes on and on. If you've got any kind of talent in that range, give it a shot. Shinemusical.com/auditions is where all the information is. You can send them a video if you want, and they welcome submissions from all from adults of all ages, ethnicities, and genders. So that's Shine, a burlesque musical happening in July. Auditions are next weekend. ShineMusical.com for more information. United Players of Vancouver are doing a classic play called Lion in Winter by James Goldman. This was made into a movie in the 60s with Peter O'Toole and Katharine Hepburn. It's all about King Henry II and his wife deciding who's going to be the next king, who eventually turns out to be Richard the Lionheart. Spoiler alert there, sorry. They want you to audition. They're looking for people to submit an audition tape. The email address for that is lionandwinterup@gmail.com. The deadline is March 26th. You can go to the United Players website for more information on that. But just take a note that you don't need to be able to speak in a dialect or an accent. In fact, they prefer you don't. This is an American play written for American or Canadian actors. So it is specifically not written for British accents. So even though it's kings and queens and all the rest of it, they want you to speak in your normal voice. So that makes it a lot easier for a lot of people. Go check the United Players website for more information on that. Emerald Pig Musical Society in Maple Ridge doing Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream. That production is going on in July. Their auditions are next weekend, March 20th and 23rd. And they're looking for young women, young men, middle-aged women, middle-aged men, fairies, mechanicals of various ages, genders, musicians, singers, dancers. Go to emeraldpig.ca. UVA for more information on that. And while we're in the Shakespeare mode, the Fake Spear Festival, produced by Awkward Stage Productions, is happening in August, directed by the great Andy Toth. And they're doing two shows in repertory: Titus, the light and delightful musical comedy of Titus Andronicus by Andrew Wade and Jenny Anderson, and Goodnight Desdemona, Good Morning Juliet by Anne-Marie McDonald. Their auditions are in April at the Carousel Theater stage. They're looking for the first play, they want people ages 13 to 18. And for the second play, they want people from ages 19 to 30. So teenagers and young adults are being asked to perform to audition for this one. Contact Sandra at awkwardstageproductions.com, and they would like us to remind you that Awkward Stage remains committed to diversity in casting, direction, and design. Open roles are not ethnically divided by in either script. Those who self-identify as culturally and are ethnically diverse are strongly encouraged to submit. And I got way more here than I'm able to talk about, but I just wanted to mention one more, and it's Gateway Theater's King of the Yees by Lauren Yee, directed by Sherry Yoon. This is specifically looking for Asian-Canadian actors, two female and one male. The production is going up in October, but they're holding the auditions in early April. So check out the Gateway Theater for more information about that. And I think that's all we want to talk about right now. Like I said, there's lots going on here, but most of that stuff is happening later on in the month, so we don't need to talk about it right now. What we are going to talk about right now is Komodo Wagon. They're one of the first bands to appear on the show. Troy showed up here back when we were in the old Student Union building and brought a bunch of stuff and played some music and talked for a while. And they've been in the studio, and they got a new record out, and they're going to be releasing it at the beginning of April, April the 2nd. They're doing a show at 919 Granville Street Studio Records. And Studio Records. So you want to get in for that. You want to get a sneak peek at what they got. This is their new single. It's Oral Obligation. Trying real hard to catch you loose, man, to catch you some slack. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Our shout out this week goes to all of the friends and fans of supporters of Dave Radio who urged your humble host to apply for that Canada Land job. They're starting up a new arts and culture podcast, and enough people thought that I'd be the right guy for the job that I went out and applied for it. I didn't get it, but heck, it was sure lifting my spirits for a while that so many people thought I'd be worth it. So thanks very much. And you know, we're here for you. This show is all about you, the listeners, the fans. So just keep listening and we'll keep bringing it to you. If you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca, free on iTunes. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are next with Femme Concept. And at 3:30, as always, for the last 30 years, it's Nardwar, the human serviette. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Bye-bye.
Station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.